Holy shit. It's 1:10 p.m. I'm going to start going to bed earlier. I was up to like 4 something in the morning. Well, I was out a little later. I got home around 1. And then I had to watch the last 2 episodes of 7 Seconds on Netflix. That's a good show. I just keep telling you, it's a good show. I don't think about details. I feel like the less you know ever going into watch a thing, movie, show, better. You don't know any. I'm not telling you nothing. So, you have Netflix. Watch it. They sponsored this episode. Netflix. You have it. Watch the fucking watch it. What the hell are you watching something else for? That's the that they wrote that copy. Yeah. So I'm just getting up, and it's not. I keep having these visions of me getting up at like 8 o'clock, go out, you run in the park, and then. Everything, and get to work by like, you know, get to work at my desk in the morning. But not today. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow I'll be recording this in the AM. I guess look at the news. Judge declares man's truck his home. In ruling that could affect hundreds of homeless people. So, this is in Seattle. Judge ruled that his truck had been he'd been living in his home, and the city can't sell it to pay for hefty parking tickets and fines. I mean, if you're living in, I understand the guy's homeless. He says he's been living in his truck since 2014, I'm sorry. And, you know, that's a rough way to go. Living in a car is no fun. But why are you getting parking tickets, man? You're in the car. Move it. Why don't you park where you can... I'm not unhappy that the judge ruled in his favor. I'm just like, why are you getting parking tickets when you get a car? You get a parking ticket because I forgot because I was in my house and I forgot I had to move my car or pay the meter or whatever. You could find free parking if that's all you had to do. You're like, oh, I live where there's free parking. Then you go find it. I guess gas is an issue. Gas is expensive, so maybe he parks somewhere and is like, "Oh, thought I would be able to get some gas by Thursday. Didn't work out. Now I'm stuck." Not trying to give this homeless guy a hard time. He won, so hopefully he. Gets to keep his truck, and then once he gets a home, then they'll probably take the truck away from him. I'd rather have a home than a car. Well, I do. I have a home and no car, and it's pretty sweet. You never have to worry about parking tickets. Washington becomes first state to approve net neutrality rules. Well, look at Washington. First, they're letting this guy live in his truck, and now they're taking care of net neutrality. It's a pretty good state, I guess. I've never been. Never been to Seattle. That's an odd place. I've never been to Chicago. I've never been to Vegas. Those are like, I think that's odd. Chicago being the oddest. I think it's the weirdest one that I haven't been to. And then Vegas. Seattle's distant. Third. 20-year-old sues Dick's, Walmart over 21 and over gun sales. Oh. So that's who's they've upset the 20-year-old I need a gun folk. Well, I guess it's a principle. If I was a 21-year-old man and I wanted a gun, maybe I would be also like, hey, let me sue somebody. Saying I could sue fucking Dick's and Walmart? That's some fucking dough, man. I don't know if he's suing them for money. Is he suing them for money? False suit. Or does he just want to buy the gun? So, lawsuit filed against retailers. Age discrimination. I'm trying to see. I don't see anything that says he's looking for money. I guess he's just suing them to stop doing that. And they're like, no, we're not going to stop doing that. I don't know, man. Is that the thing that... It's like any gun... Like, further restrictions we put on guns, I'm like, all right, that's good, but... I don't know if stores should be the ones in charge of it. Although, you should be allowed as a store to be like... We sell our guns... to 21. Like, you can't rent a car if you're 20, right? You gotta be 25, isn't it? Which I, when I was younger, I was like, that's fucked up. But I never sued Enterprise over it. Never thought to. But if you're allowed to do that, why can't you say you if you can't rent a car? I guess, oh, it's not in the Constitution. Renting a car's not in the Constitution. But I don't know. I don't want to get. I've already spent too long on this. I don't know. Good luck to everybody. I don't know. What's that? That kid gets a gun. He's a man. 20. That 20-year-old gets a gun. I guess he's gonna have to be extra careful, because they'll be watching that son of a bitch. If he gets that, and just starts going around. Shooting it off in his backyard or something, and we told you, you're not responsible enough. And you could say, I never said I was responsible. I just said I was eligible. That's quite enough for me, John Williams, to quit scoring Star Wars films. Oh no. They'll just get some guy that sounds like John Williams. I mean, can you really tell the difference between movie scores? I feel like you kind of interchange them a bit. I'm not saying John Williams didn't do, you know, dun, 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 dun. You know, that's John Williams. That's pretty classic shit. All that first, but now it's just. Just take the last Star Wars score, slap it on the next movie. It's fine. Yeah. I forget what won the fucking the Oscar. But I remember when I was like hearing they were playing it when the guy whoever won the Oscar. I was like, that sounds like every fucking movie score, like every like the lighthearted, like they're playing the lighthearted part. You know, like the. I can't recreate it now, but it's like either serious or sort of light. You know, you go on the strings, the do 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 do. I can't do it, but I'm sure they'll find somebody up for the task of scoring Star Wars movies, but John Williams is great. But yeah, at a certain point, they're not going to stop making movies. They'll be making movies. They'll be making Star Wars movies after we're all dead. Those movies are going on forever. That's Disney. They are going to just... So at some point, John Williams got to stop. Why not now, dog? I know a lot of people didn't like that. Was it The Last Jedi? I thought the shit was good. All right. Another bad episode. But it's done. So that's good. Wasn't good. But it's over. I'll get back in. It's taken a while. I never was in. Can't get back in. I'll figure this fucking thing out eventually. All right, see you tomorrow. We love you.